Bathsheba had other children. Go back and read the record. Bathsheba had other children. But she loved Solomon so much that she made him feel like he was her only child. That's how the love of this lady for her son, that it extended from her heart, and she felt the love so much that Solomon felt, look what Solomon says here. Solomon said that he was the only beloved in the sight of his mother. Wow.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will conclude his message titled, Motherhood, Priceless. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Motherhood, Priceless.
As we come today, I want to take the word priceless and go down and say that these are qualities that are found in motherhood. And that as we look at our mothers, maybe we can look back and see these things in our mothers. If you're sitting here today and you're a mother, single mother, married mother, whatever the case may be, you know, there are, as you think about motherhood, you know, there's different types of motherhood. There's the natural mother that carries the baby for 9 months. There's the adoptive mother who accepts the child born to another and makes her own. There's the foster mother who opens up her home and offers motherly love to a child for weeks. And then there's the stepmother, the one who accepts the child of her husband or wife, his wife, as her own. So as we look at this today, they're all different types of motherhood. But when we think about motherhood, what are some things that are associated with us? Well, the P stands for profound. You know what? If you're a mother here today, you ought to be laying some wisdom on your children. You ought not be counseling your children according to the garbage of the world. You ought to be saying some wise things to your children. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8, look what the writer says here. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Wow. Forsake not the law of your mother. When was the last time that you as a mother told your child something profound? Something you said because you loved them. Something you said because you wanted them to walk in the right way. You know, that's what mothers do. Mothers tell their children profound things. And if you're not laying any profound wisdom on your children, you're not being the kind of mother that God wants you to be. You know, as I think about many mothers, they taught valuable lessons to their children. Somebody said, my mother taught me the value of religion. She said, you better pray that the stain comes out of that carpet. Somebody said, my mother taught me logic because I said so, that's why. Somebody said, my mother taught me foresight. You better make sure you got on clean underwear in case you're in an accident. Somebody said, my mother taught me reason. If you keep crying, I'll give you something to cry about. Somebody said, my mother taught me the circle of life. I brought you in the world, and I can take you out. Somebody said, my mother taught me anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. Somebody said, my mother taught me about futuristic time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. So there's a lot of wisdom to be gained from mom. And we need to seek that wisdom, that godly wisdom that will come, that will tell children to do things that are right, to tell them to do things that are safe. A mother is one that is profound. Not only that, but a mother is one who is reliable. At Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 15. Proverbs 31. In verse 15, it says, she rises also a while it is yet night, and giveth food to her household and a portion to her maidens. The virtuous woman is one who thinks ahead of time. She's planning ahead. She is the epitome of the reality because she makes sure that her children and her home has what it needs. The mother is reliable, somebody that you can put your trust in. That's why it's devastating today when children are growing up in homes where people are not reliable, where they can't rely on them to provide for them. They can't rely on them for transportation. They can't rely on them for a meal. I remember when I was out in the world, I was listening to, y'all forgive me now, but Richard Pryor. And I remember he had one of the things on one of his albums. He was talking about this dog. And he said that the dog, the husband and wife, was getting a divorce. And that they had divided the assets up. And that the dog was going to be staying with the husband. And the dog was sitting there crying. And the man went and asked the dog, "Why are you crying?" And he said, "Because you're a little tardy with the food, brother." So I cleaned that up now. He said, "You're a little tardy with the food." And so, you know, what was he saying? You're not reliable. But a mother is somebody who's reliable. Look at this lady here. She gets up. She sees what the children need. And she does everything that she can to make sure that the children are provided for. Mother, motherhood, reliable. P for profound. R for reliable. I is for influence. The I is for influence. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, Paul was writing to his son in the faith, Timothy, and he says this in verse 5. He says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also." Paul was commending Timothy because he had been influenced not only by his mother, but he had been influenced by his grandmother. What a powerful, powerful statement that we have the opportunity, not only as mothers and grandmothers, but as fathers and grandfathers, to be able to speak into the lives of the youth of our day, especially those in our family. You know, it does my heart good. And every time I hear this, I always stop and I ask the person why they said what they said. And when I talk to people and they say, "I remember that my dad used to tell me," or "I remember what my mother used to say," I always stop. Oh, wait a minute right there. What is it that makes you go back and think about what your dad told you? Because I see so many young people today, I don't hear this anymore. Somebody help me now. Somebody pray with me now. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm running in the wrong circles. But I don't hear a lot of young folk today saying, "I remember what my dad told me when I was growing up. I remember what my mother used to say." And I wonder, is it because we're not saying it anymore or because they're not listening? But we got to keep saying it. And we got to be like Timothy's grandmother, like Timothy's mother. We got to keep on saying it because, look, it influences the life of these individuals. You know, I so much, when I leave this life, want to leave a legacy behind. You know, and one of the legacies that I want to leave is in my family. And that my family would, if nothing else, would love God. I mean, that's my prayer for my kids and for my grandkids, that they would love God. And I pray that every day that I pray that my kids would draw closer to God. Every day that I pray for my grandkids to grow up and love the Lord. And see, that's what it means to have an influence. To have an influence in their life. That means that you are rubbing off on them and that you are encouraging them in a way that pleases God. Influence. Mothers, do you realize the power that you have in your hand? Somebody said that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. You have influence in your hand, and you need to do everything that you can to wield it the right way. The C is for character. The virtuous woman, the mother, in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 11 and 12. Proverbs 31, verses 11 and 12. The scripture says here, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." Look at the character of this lady right here. This was a lady of character. You see, the character of the virtuous woman was impeccable. Nobody knows a person better than those around them. Nobody knows me better than Angie Glaze. Nobody knows you better than those who spend the most time with you. And the Bible says here that the person who knew the virtuous woman the best, look what it said here. It said that his heart safely trusted her. Why was it? Because she was a person of character. She was a person that did what she said she was going to do. She was a person who lived the way that brought honor and glory to God. She was a person who was uplifting in the community. She was a person of influence. How about you? You know, how's your character, Mom? What do your kids see in you? Do they see you doing the wrong things? Do they see you cutting corners? Do they see you dishonoring God? Do they see you dishonoring the law? Hey, guess what? If they see you doing it, then the chances are they're going to do the same thing, because you're a person that doesn't have much character. But God says, this lady right here has some character. Thank God for women who have character. Thank God for women who take a stand to do the things that God would be pleased by, to do the things that bring honor and glory to God. A person of character. Oh, I like this one right here. The E stands for endurance. Mothers have great stamina because they are with their children through the most difficult of times. Mothers often bear great heaviness in heart, especially when children make unwise decisions and choices. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1, it says here, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but listen to this, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. How many mothers have stayed up nights crying? How many mothers have stayed up keeping their children on the altar because they made a decision that they were worried about, that they were concerned about? It's like I said before, you know what? When nobody else loves you, your mother loves you. When nobody else will stick with you, your mother will stick with you. She'll be by your side through thick and thin to the end. She might not necessarily confirm you in the decisions that you are making, but you know what? She'll stand right beside you. I remember one time, I almost went to jail. And I remember that my mother was weeping and crying. It broke her heart. And when it came time to have an advocate in my corner, she was right there. She stood before the magistrate with me. And I think back and I see the heartbreak that I brought to my mother. And it hurt. As I think about it today, the heaviness of her heart. But you know what? She didn't give up on me. Oh, thank God that she didn't give up on me. She kept encouraging me. She kept standing beside me. And she kept doing the things that it takes to keep her son on the right track. And I think one of the proudest things that I could say was in my mother's heart. And I know she'd be so glad to look here and to see this today. I mean, I'm just overwhelmed by the kneeling altar that's here dedicated in memory of my mother. Because I know that, you know, my mother loved the Lord. I know that she loved the Lord. And I know that she loved the fact that God had taken her knucklehead son that had brought her grief and heartache, that had brought her heaviness of heart. I know that, you know, there was times when my mother would get in my car and she'd see all kind of strange stuff in my car. And I hated to let my mother drive my car because, I didn't know what was going to be in there. And I remember she made comments on several occasions. I remember one time, you know, I wasn't even using drugs. And one of my friends wrote a letter telling me about all these drugs that he was using. And my mother intercepted the letter, read it. And I looked, man, my mother was crying. And I wasn't even doing it. She was crying because she thought that I was involved in it. You see, man, the Bible says in the last days that mothers would be without natural affection. What does that mean? That they don't have a heart for their children anymore. Thank God for mothers who will grieve with their children, who will have that heartache and who will not give up. Oh, I'm not talking about become fatalistic and get depressed and discouraged, but I'm talking about that will stick with their child. Not once again, not confirm them in evil, but just say, you're my child. Right or wrong, and I got to stick with you. There's something about a mother that will hang in there with you. The L in priceless is for love. The L is for love. Proverbs chapter 4 in verse 3, it says here, For I was my father's son, tender, look at this, and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Look, Bathsheba had other children. Go back and read the record. Bathsheba had other children, but she loved Solomon so much that she made him feel like he was her only child. That's how the love of this lady for her son, that it extended from her heart, and she felt the love so much that Solomon felt, look what Solomon says here. Solomon said that he was the only beloved in the sight of his mother. Wow. Can you imagine for a child, what it must take for a child to feel like that? Especially knowing that you got other siblings. And I believe that Bathsheba was wise enough that she made all of her children feel like that. The only beloved in the sight. Wow. It's just like my mother had three sons. And I tell you what, when she was with me, I felt like, I don't know if my other brother's here today. I'm not sure, but I felt like she loved me more than she loved her mother too. And then I get with them and they tell her what she did, and I say, oh, man. I thought only we had that special relationship. There was a little boy who came to the kitchen one evening while his mother was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper with some writing on it. After she wiped her hands and her apron, and she read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the grass, $5. For making my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. For playing with baby brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. For raking the yard, $2. The mother looked at her son, and as she looked there, thousands of memories went through her mind. And she picked up a piece of paper, and she began to write this. For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you and doctored you and prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears through the cross and the years, no charge. For the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, there's no charge. For the advice and knowledge and the cost of your college, no charge. For the toys and the food and the clothes, for wiping your nose, there's no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. No charge. No charge. Oh, what love a mother has in her heart. No charge. The L is for love. The E is for encourager. Who will encourage you any more than your mother? Mothers, speak words of encouragement to your children. Mary, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, she was one of the only ones, after the disciples had left, she was one of the only ones left that was there right to the end. Watching her son die on the cross, and Mary was right there encouraging him. Mary was right there trying to let her know that she loved him and that she was there with him. Encourage her. You know, as I think about encouraging. And I don't know where you're at. And like I said, maybe this today is my swan song about my mother, since this is my first Mother's Day without her. But my mother was a great encourager. Every football and baseball game I played, my mother was there. Working up in the stands, selling refreshments, my mother was there. My mother was there when I got married in Colorado. My mother was there when I got my bachelor's degree in Colorado. Now, I'm talking about she lived in Pittsburgh in Colorado. My mother was there when my first child was born in Colorado. My mother was there when I graduated from seminary in Virginia. My mother was there when I was installed in my first church in Virginia. My mother was here when I was installed at Bethany Baptist Church. Thank God that my mother was there every step of the way. And my mother, my brother, and myself were here at Bethany Baptist Church. My mother left her church and came over and joined Bethany Baptist Church because she wanted to be with her sons. What an encouragement. A mother is one who encourages. And then as we look at the last point, or actually the last 2 points, mother is a servant. She's a servant. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 20. It says, she stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. You see, mother not only serves her family, but mother takes the opportunity to be able to serve others. Your mother, if you're a mother, do you have a servant's heart? Do you have a servant spirit today? Or is it about, what can I get? What can I get out of this thing? What can my children do for me? You know, can they send me on a vacation? I'm still waiting for that vacation now. You're to the Bahamas. I'm waiting for, I've been hearing all these parents talking about their kids pay for them to go to a trip to the Bahamas and Caribbean. I know it's coming. I'm encouraged. Y'all got me encouraged now. I'm waiting for that day. All right. Mother doesn't look for what she can get, but mother looks for what she can give. And then as I close the message out today, the last thing we see about mom is that she saved. The greatest thing a mother can do for her child is to be saved. The greatest gift that a mother can give to her children is salvation. Paul told Timothy, he said, I'm amazed when I look at you and I see where you are right now, because you have the faith that was in your mother and your grandmother. They were saved and they passed this salvation on to you. Mom, today, are you saved? Do you know the Lord today? You can give your kids a lot of things. You can give them a lot of things, but the greatest thing that you can give your child today is let them know what a relationship with Jesus Christ is all about. It's only one life, and it'll soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. That it would be a shame. It would be a shame for a child to grow up, live 40, 50, 60, 70 years, and die and go to hell. Die and go to hell. Because you'd never see your child again. So one thing that a mother, if you really want to, y'all hear people all the time say, well, I'm going to see you on the other side. Well, the only guarantee that you're going to have to see somebody on the other side is if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And that you have communicated that to your children. That you were talking to them. That you were telling them about Jesus. You are lifting them up. You are lifting Jesus up in front of them. Because one day we're all going to die. Just look around. People are leaving this life all the time. And the one thing that we know for sure, that if this earthly house, if this tabernacle is dissolved, that we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. I'm so glad. And I know for a fact that when I close my eyes in death, I'm going to wake up in the presence of the Lord. And I pray that all my children have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I pray for my grandchildren that they have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So that when we get to the other side, that there will be a great reunion one day. What a tragedy it would be to live this whole life, to give your child love, to provide everything that your child needs, to give them the encouragement, but not lead them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And for them to die and be separated from you for eternity. Man, the greatest thing that a mother can do is to be right with God through a relationship with Jesus Christ and nurture her children, nurture her family in that same way. Motherhood is priceless. It's priceless. But the greatest thing in the pricelessness is that the mother knows Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Join us next time for the first half of A Mother Whose Son Had Been Unjustly Victimized. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Motherhood Priceless, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Motherhood Priceless. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Motherhood Priceless. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 5 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877 831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.